In early 2021, the Washington State Supreme Court ruled that the state's simple possession law was unconstitutional. This decision impacts anyone previously convicted of simple possession of a controlled substance, and money is involved. NWPB's Mary Ellen Pitney explains.
Simple possession means an amount of a controlled substance for personal use and does not cover intent to distribute. The law has since been rewritten to be constitutional, and simple possession is still a crime in Washington. But every conviction from before this year, when the old statute was struck down, is eligible for review. The case, Washington State versus Blake, determined that anyone currently serving a sentence or who has paid court-ordered fines for simple possession can have their sentences reduced or vacated, and portions of those fines can be returned.
A lot of convictions going all the way back to 71 need to be vacated. A lot of people have paid legal financial obligations, fines and fees, and those need to be refunded.
That's Charlie Dow, deputy prosecutor for the Benton Franklin Combined District.
So in State v. Blake, the defendant petitioner requested relief and made an argument that they were wrongfully convicted because the state hadn't proven knowledge. The Supreme Court went in their favor and held that the statute as written was void, unconstitutional.
Currently, there is a process in place to get people moving through the court system. Once a person fills out the petition, it needs to be returned to their corrections officer, who will then route it to the governor's office through the Washington Office of Public Defense. The process, however, is far from perfect. Ali Homan, director of legal services for the Washington Defender Association, says one major issue is just the sheer volume of cases to process.
I can say I've been an attorney about 10 years. It's the largest unwinding of the system we've ever had at once. So there's been nothing like Blake. So at this point, we have identified 126,000 cases.
But this data really only goes back to 1999 for much of the state. Because of decentralization, not every clerk's office was on the same docketing system. And before the internet, the files were actual paper files. Not all of them were digitized either. Some counties do have data going as far back as 1982, but others, like Spokane County, only go back to 1997. The clemency petition won't remove anything from your records. For that, a person would most likely need to hire a defense attorney.
And our court said, look, when you get labeled a felon, you're basically removed out of society. And the court identified over 700, we call them collateral consequences or impacts to how you function in society. Everything from public housing to job searches.
Which was the case for Danielle Stenegem. She goes by Danny and is on the board of directors of the Benton Franklin Recovery Coalition. She was convicted under the simple possession statute and successfully, though with difficulty, got her conviction expunged from her records before the Blake ruling struck down the law. The simple possession conviction made it hard for Danny to access things like stable housing, and she says that many of her clients face similar hurdles.
But a lot of our patients, they have track phones. You know, I say, like, get on your phone or go home to your computer, and that's not the case. You can go to the library and use a computer there, and there are resources, but for the most part, it's not simple. Not everybody has a nice laptop or computer at home. Not everybody has a job or access to the internet, especially a lot of our new clients, they don't even have a home.
Charlie Dow reached out to her to let her know that she may still be eligible to receive back the money that she paid in fines, and she was, and knew a lot of the clients at the Recovery Coalition could also benefit from this ruling.
And I immediately asked him if I could make flyers for my work, because I work with addiction and mental health. And he said, yes, please send it. I made probably 200 flyers, and I put them out for every patient that comes in. He said, if you've ever had a drug charge or one of these charges, go to this site, fill some paperwork out, and they will get to you. It might take a while, but they will get to you.
Those who think they may be eligible for clemency should apply for it. However, if you pleaded out to a simple possession charge and had other charges dropped as part of that plea, it is highly recommended that you hire a defense attorney to assist you. That's because some prosecutors are electing to retry charges after someone asks the court for resentencing. That's what's happening in Clark County. Two additional concerns about this process: how long it's going to take, and state money for repayment may run out. Here's Ali Homan again.
So what we've seen is a lot of Blake orders just sitting in prosecutors' offices, not being able to be processed. And then the flip side is, even when you get an order, The state patrol saying at this point, it's going to take them 7 years to process all the blank orders.
And what about the risk that the money could run out before everybody is repaid?
You know, that we're basically being told there's only so much money to go around. And once that money's gone, we don't know what the solution is.
Further complicating the repayments is whether or not the checks are even making it to petitioners. Checks are sent to a person's last known address, and as we learned with Danny, many of those convicted do not have stable living situations. Charlie Dow says the county also has a financial stake in this. If the money from the state runs out, there is a risk that the county could be on the hook, though he did express that that's still uncertain. State v. Blake fine repayments started going out the first week of December. For more on this story, including a link to the petition, go to nwpb.org. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney.